Hey, producer Mariana here. Before we get to the episode, I wanted to remind you that today is the final day that you can grab a seat for Darren's Business Masterclass next week. I would hate for you to miss out, so I wanted to ensure that you knew where to go to claim your seat for this virtual event. Just go to hardybmc.com to secure your seat before it's too late. Got that? Hardybmc.com is where you go to make sure that your future is secured as a business leader in these challenging times. Okay, now let's get to the episode.
Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
Do you ever wake up to a laundry list of tasks, projects, and priorities that have been rolling over day after day and accumulating on your to-do list, along with stacks of emails, unreturned text messages, and a pile of voicemails? And before your morning coffee is finished, the notifications, the alerts, the project management software starts chirping, even with more tasks and requests that demand your attention get stacked on top of your list? It's maddening, right? It can also be paralyzing. What do you do? Where do you even start? How are you going to see yourself out of it? It's time to ask yourself the ruthless question. And that is this: if I could only do one thing today, what would it be? One. Not 50, not 10, not even three. One. What is the one thing I can work on or accomplish that will have the greatest impact on my goals today? Just one. Steve Jobs said back in 2012, prioritization sounds like such a simple thing, but true prioritization starts with a very difficult question to answer. If you could only do one thing, what would it be? Steve, who had returned to Apple after being forced out for 12 years, returned to find the company had accumulated too many products and had too many projects and priorities. It was being crushed under the weight of its accumulated opportunities, probably how you might even feel right now. So the first thing that Steve did upon returning was to figure out what products and projects were most important and valuable to Apple, and then terminate the rest. Terminating projects and opportunities, some that might even be profitable, can feel brutal and ruthless in the moment. But like pruning a rose bush, it is necessary for the plant, for the organism, for the enterprise to flourish. You might be killing one bud of opportunity, but it is necessary in order for the rest of the buds to flourish. Joni Ive, longtime friend and chief design officer at the time, recalled how Jobs would ask him every day, "How many things have you said no to today?" he'd ask. While Joni found the relentless daily question nauseating, he understood the value of constantly questioning your priorities. Steve would tell him, "Joni, you have to understand there are measures of focus, and one of them is how often you say no, the number of opportunities you eliminate." Now, looking back, here is what Joni says about the idea. The art of focus is, even if it's something you care passionately about, focus means ignoring it, putting it to the side, and often it's at a real cost. And Jobs was remarkable at that. It takes so much effort and it's exhausting to sustain, but all the good things we've ever done have required that sort of focus. So, start your day today with this one ruthless question. If I could only do one thing today, what would it be? Then do that one thing, and only that one thing, with single-minded focus for 3 hours today. You can break it up into two 90-minute jam sessions, but give your one thing at least 3 hours today. Remember, as Joni said, you might have to set aside other things that you care about, maybe even at a cost. But if you want to accomplish something important, something of consequence, and not be crushed under the weight of your accumulated opportunities, prune your bush ruthlessly.